This is my second lesson on the subject of this man. I'll read again Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 12. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. It is true that our Lord came to bring salvation to all humanity, but he came to do more than that. We read in Isaiah chapter 53, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And with his stripes, we are healed. Jesus came not only to bring salvation to the soul, but healing for the body. The poor widow had spent all that she had and had exhausted all of the methods of science in her day, but was none the better until she met this man. The simple touching of the hem of the garment of this man set her free. One touch was enough. And then there was the blind man who sat by the side of the road and inquired, what is all the noise about? He had heard multitudes marching by before, but this sounded different. And when he was told that it was Jesus that was passing by, he knew it was this man who had helped many others who had been in need. So crying out to Jesus, he received his sight and joined the worshipers. The woman of many disappointments met this man at the well and found that this man had the answer to all of life's problems. She went to town saying, come and see this man who hath told me all things. As wonderful as he has been in all of these benefits, they do not show him in the peak of his earthly accomplishments. In death, he was the victor. This is a hard thing to comprehend. A victory in death is somewhat different. When we are reminded of the many times that we have followed our friends and loved ones to their resting place and committed them into the hands of the Lord, we think of the moment of turning to leave and to go to our homes. We are gripped with a sadness. And if you can remember that, you can get the idea of the sorrow, or maybe I should say the despair, that developed the followers of our Lord on that day, on the day of his crucifixion. Their limited understanding made them unable to see the future, so the day was doubly dark for them. They had looked upon this man as his body grew weaker and their strength seemed to leave. They'd heard him cry, I thirst, and they suffered with him. They heard him say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And they thought they had never felt such loneliness as they stood amidst the jeering mobs of persecutors. Someone was heard to say, he saved others. Himself he cannot save. Their hearts sank as they thought, where does this leave us? They heard him cry that it is finished, and not understanding his meaning, they felt that everything was finished for them. When he was laid in the tomb, their hopes for the future was buried with him. With the feelings of defeat and despair, they returned back into town to grieve over their hopes, which they felt were gone forever. The body of their Savior had been laid in the tomb, and their existence no longer had any meaning. The world seems to come to an end for them. But in the kingdom of God, things work differently. In our life, we say, it's not over until it's over. But in the kingdom of God, it is not over when it's over. When every hope is gone, and your life has come down to nothing, and you think it's all over. Friend, with God on your side, It is never over. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.